Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It is Frontline Friday today, November the 5th, 2010, and y'all know how we getting it in. On today's show, we're going to have the Brick City Finest, Faze in the building. We're going to pop it off with his hot track that he got. Y'all stay tuned because we definitely going to be going in with the Barry Bonds freestyle, and we also going to be going in with some more bangers. Oh, let's not forget Envy, because you know people always envying you, especially when you're going hard in the paint like Faze and your girl Diva Mary Kay. But we got Faze live in the building all the way from Jersey, baby, Brick City Finest. Y'all better stand up when y'all hear this man and salute him. What's good, Faze?
Yeah. What's going on, Diva Mary Kay? How you doing? Faze in the building, baby. AKA the assassin, AKA Ibby Ib, AKA Ib, better known as Ibn, in the building tonight. Let's get it on.
You already know what time it is, y'all. It's Frontline Fridays. We do this every Friday, and for those who just tuning in and you tuning in online, and remember, when you going, if you tuning in online, I got the live chat open so you can ask all your questions, your comments to Diva Mary Kay and Faze, and we'll definitely get them out there. But Frontline Fridays is basically for entrepreneurs, people who running their business, people who go getters. You know, you gotta show up to go up for your business. So this is exactly what we do each and every Friday. Stay tuned for Saturday, which is Step Your Game. Saturday's up. But tonight, we definitely got some hot bangers. Faze, like, I'm really, really feeling the music, and business is the truth.
Thanks. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I put in a lot of hard work and dedication to this. You know, it's been a lot of years I've been doing this. You know what I mean? Only the ones that's in the game get the recognition, but I'm here tonight to get mine. You feel me?
Exactly. Now, you've been in the game and you've been doing music since you was 8 years old. Like, 8 years old, y'all. Y'all definitely got to hear this. This man been grinding since he was 8 with the music. How did you know at 8 that you wanted to make music? Or that this just wasn't an influence of the music in the era that was going on around you? Or maybe it was.
Well, you know, the music that was out then, you know, hip-hop was just like basically really getting started and getting recognized as something that was going to be a force in the industry. And at 8 years old, you know, me and my brothers, we was 8 years old, man. I can remember right now, we started a group that was called TRC, the Rapping Crew. And that's how we started off, you feel me? You started charging
up. Everybody had their crew back in the day.
Everybody had a crew, and you know we had our crew, and it was TIC. You know, and we used to charge our friends 5 cents a nickel. We had a little room in the garage in the back of my grandmother's house, man. We used to charge our friends 5 cents a piece to come here as rap. And that's where it all started from. It started out as, you know, just a hobby, something to do. And then as the years progressed, you know, I started taking it more serious. In high school, you know, won my first talent show. I got jerked on it on an independent deal by King Solomon. What's up? How you doing, bro? But anyway, I just kept on pushing forward. I kept on pushing forward, kept on doing what I'm doing, and that brings me here today.
And that's definitely what's up. And as you saying, like, you know, you got jerked on the independent thing that's going on, that was my next question to you. Like, at any point in your career, have you ever got to the point where you almost let your pen fall off the paper, where things where you felt like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to make it, but I don't know if this really going to happen with dealing with the industry, because it's a lot of BSs out there. And I know you've been back and forth to Washington, to D.C., Brick City, doing it big. Like, has it ever been a time in your life where you was like, you know what, I'm not even beat for this no more?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a time in my life where I felt like that, man. You know, actually just recently, you know what I mean, I put the pen down for a minute because I was grinding too hard and I wasn't really focusing on my family life, you know what I mean, and family comes first. So I had to put it down for a minute. And then it was a lot of tragedies in my life that kind of had me slowing down but kept me going at the same time. You know, the loss of my brother, rest in peace, E, I love you forever. My grandmother passed, my grandfather, I lost an uncle. But, you know, it kind of slowed me down, but it also got me more motivated when it was time to pick the pen back up, you know what I mean? And I'm just here right now, you know, I'm just trying to do it. I got a lot of projects going down that I'm going to tell you all about tonight. I got a lot of things going on that others in the area of North Brick City, Jersey City, New York City, wherever can get involved with. And I just want to put it out there.
Well, y'all already know which Frontline Fridays, and this is how we do it big each and every Friday, man. We got your boy Faves in the building. He's doing it big with his hop music. Call up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Show him some love. And you also can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And you already know, I always had a frontliners on here. Like, that's what it's about. It's the frontliner. If you about your business, you're going to show up to your business. And Faze, when I was talking about with Genius earlier today, shout out to Genius. We're talking about how, you know, people have to learn how to continue to, you know, I want to say it in the way that everybody can understand, but I can't dumb it down too much. But when you make an agreement, when you make a promise, or you tell somebody that you're going to do this, or you showing up to go up, you know, that's just like somebody coming to you and say, Faze out this hot track or whatever the case may be. You listen to the track, you like it, you like, you know what, we want you on the team. Matter of fact, we doing a show over here. And when it's time for the show, they MIA. You know, that's crazy.
You know, a lot of cats, you know, they do give up, man. They don't really want it. You know what I mean? I want it. I'm hungry. I'm a monster right now. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get in where I fit in. I don't care if I got to write for a cat. If I got to spit on the corner, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I'm trying to let the world feel my view. I got a lot of views. I got a lot of things I want to say. And I think the world will definitely be feeling my point of view and how I look at things. I grew up on some of the hardest streets, man. You was right there. You know, we got a history, you know. And Brick City is something to be proud of surviving. You feel me? Like, it's every day you see on the news or every other day somebody getting murdered in North Brick City. And I'm just glad that I survived it and I'm doing something positive. And I'm still sticking with my music to get my message out on where I come from, on where I live, and I hope that everybody can just, you know, feel it and vibe off of it.
And you know what? That's definitely what it is. We got somebody calling in on a check-in. Let's see. We got 202. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Spit your name and where you from, baby.
Hey, what's up? This is Diva Mary Kay. What up, man? This is Genius. This is Benz. I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I'm in the DMV right now, chilling.
What's going on, Genius? Mad love to my people, Genius. He's definitely another frontliner, smooth in the building. You never know who's going to be in the building, man. You never know who's going to be in the building, man. For real. Yo,
thank you.
What's up. This is definitely another musical genius, definitely checking in. We're going to get into this crazy, crazy, crazy freestyle, yo. This freestyle right here ain't nothing to play with, and it's definitely by your boy, FaZe. So, FaZe, do me a favor and go ahead and introduce this cut right here so we can get it popping.
All right, well, get ready to listen to this. This is how hungry I am right here. This is that Barry Bonds freestyle off that Barry Bonds beat, Kanye West. Let him have it, Ed. Let me get in my pocket. Niggas say, running their mouth for what they really won't do. But I was raised to be a problem, see your boy be the truth. Grew up around heathens that was fighting for the juice. Shit get way more crazy than throwing pop from the roof. Shit real while I'm at, like living in Beirut. Never hesitate to fire, clip back, aim and shoot. I hear these bitches talking, but that's just what bitches do. So I give them a long rope, let them weave their own noose. When it's really going down, you cowards calling for the truth. Wanna hit the pause button off the power and reboot. But this game that we play, it's a one-shot deal. One shot, we'll have you pushing up daisies and daffy deals. I was built for the field, a five-star general, top-notch hustler, class A criminal. You see, I can teach you how to hustle, pop off from chimney, beat a nigga down with your knuckles. He's a hard-head nigga, rolling without muscle. If it's really that serious, I have my little niggas come crush you. End all discussion, no talk for the gallery. I'm the million-dollar man and I'm worth the whole salary. Stay connected, family ties like Mallory. Never been a snitch, you ain't getting nothing out of me. It is what it is, and it's gonna be what it gotta be. Either you real or fake, you ain't gotta lie to me. You understand, I probably am the man that you wanna be. My heart pump ether, and I never even skip a beat. Plus my shoes too big to fill with some little feet. Midget ass niggas, I swear to God, y'all be killing me. Not to never, being that shit there literally. So don't get the silly ass soup, save your energy. Even when I'm dead and gone, they gon' remember me. Get goosebumps, they feel my presence in the facility. Damn, I'm halfway home. Thank you, Mr. West, for creating this very home. And I promise you, when I do make it, it's gonna be on. Platinum plaque to Grammy for the first song. Continuous airplay, flex dropping the bomb. And I put that on any man's Bible or Quran. These industry niggas can bring me problems if they want. But I'm a motherfucking monster, prowling on the hunt. Got a tip for niggas to jump on. Trying to stunt in the box in the pool pit for niggas on the front. I'm putting it out there, letting you know from the jump. You got 99 problems, but it ain't one. Got a problem with me, that beef get cooked and done. Ate from off the plate, not leaving the crumb. I'm hungry, my stomach touching up in these slums. This fame's the grandmaster and the motherfucking done.
That's what's up. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and it's Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday. We got the heavy hitter, boss in the building, FaZe, and definitely shout out to Cut Doctors Productions, man. We definitely getting it in with y'all. Also, shout out to the G-Genius is definitely in the building. Like, that cut definitely right there was hard. Like, FaZe, how did that come about?
Well, you know, I don't listen to music, really, you know what I mean? But when you listen to the radio, when you listen to what's out there, you listen to these cats getting millions and millions of dollars, like, I ain't going to say no names, but Waka, and them cats with the lemonade stands and all that, you know what I mean? You just get frustrated because there's plenty of talent out here, you know, that the world ain't here yet. And you got these cats making millions of dollars and ain't saying nothing. So that came about I'm feeling Kanye. I like Kanye because he speaks what's on his mind. He's real. They try to shut him up. They try to keep him quiet, but Kanye keep it real. You feel me? So I had to go in hard on one of Kanye's beats and just let him know that, look, I'm out here, and when I get there, I'm going to holler at you and then let the industry know that there's still hungry lions out here that's ready to attack. You feel me? And we coming in, and we coming in full force, strong.
And that's definitely what I'm talking about. You definitely right about that, like people in the game because they getting on because of people they know or they not putting it in, they not putting it hungry. But, you know, I was just listening to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online. Make sure y'all support. It was a cut that she played, and, you know, I don't like to spit names, but I don't remember the artist, but it was hot. And I was saying, like, I would fuck with you with your music if I can close my eyes and paint a picture of what you're saying through your rhythm. Like, that's how hip-hop was. That's how hip-hop's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be able to close my eyes and you tell me a story while I'm rocking. I'm like, yeah, this shit hard as hell, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. And that Barry Bonds freestyle was definitely off the hook. And even to Genius, I know you listen to a lot of music and you do a lot of stuff with music. Like, how do you feel about what's going on with the industry?
Oh, man, I don't even think we got enough time for that. I want to salute the brother, you know what I'm saying? I really feel that, you know what I'm saying? And, in fact, I'm actually working on something right now, on a new mixtape, but we'll talk. I ain't going to, you know, talk in the air about it, but just get at me. But as far as what the industry is about right now, I got to agree with what the brother said. I mean, there's a lot of garbage that's out here, straight up. And I'm from the original hip-hop era where lyrical content was everything as well as the music, you know what I'm saying? And they went together cohesively. When you listen to a lot of this stuff now, which is why I don't listen to regular radio, because, one, you hear the same stuff every hour on the hour because it's paid to play music, you know what I mean? And then, two, a lot of these younger cats now, they get in the game, and I don't knock them, but, you know, they're all about the money, not the lyrical content or the music, you know what I'm saying? And we get a lot of garbage, and people buy that.
You know what? That's what I think what happened as far as with. And you know what? Let me say this first before I say that. It's not just the rappers. It's the DJs, too. To all you DJs and for the DJ, putting them on blast right now, Frontline Fridays, forever the DJ that made this club song that says, I'm a big girl now, it's my coochie, I can do what I want. I can't stand you for that, man. That is not real hip-hop. That's not music. Oh, I'm a big girl now. This my coochie, I can do what I want. I was actually, before I moved over here to the West Coast, to Washington, I was walking up the block or whatever the case may be, and I heard it, and I'm seeing these little girls kind of popping. And I had to remember to myself, like, Diva Mary Kay, Ed, those ain't your kids. I was on my way over there to pop all they asses. But I can't really be mad at the kids because, first of all, their parents is letting them listen to it, you know, and they standing outside the building listening to it. But it's the money. The money changed the game, you know, and we talked about this whole thing with the big deal, I'm on, the record label's on me or whatever, but they want you to be a puppet. We definitely not puppets in the industry. We definitely about our business and what we doing. If you're going to be a puppet, then you ain't going to get nowhere. And I'm telling you right now, so you can jump on whoever you want to jump on and ride whoever you want to ride, but you ain't going to get nowhere. It's definitely, you got to be about your business. And speaking of business, we about to get into this fire music. It's called Business is by the Big City Finest Phase. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850. We'll show some love. Let's go.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, take care of business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. So we handling business, handle our business, business, take care of business. Come on, stop playing what you waiting for. We both want it, why I'm begging you to take it all? Your body calling, I'm the operator on the phone. Ain't nothing wrong with my line, my connection's strong. Yeah, and I'ma feed it to you all night. Close the door, out goes all lights. Oh, and I know you be the shy type, the type of girl that only been with one guy, right? Right, let's get to the business. Straight back shot, skip the hugging and kissing. Jones in my body, you the cure for my addiction. Real life ghetto boo video vixen. Wow, my number one temptress. The way you move that body straight down, right sickening. You got me running the benches, so I won't get tired when we handling business.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else in the seat. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, take care of business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. So we handling business, we handle our business, business, take care of business.
You should know it's business when I'm up in the show. I give a child like a whip in the mule. You know calisthenics stretch you out real good with the moves. I fix your problems like a plumber with tools. You acting like the shy type, quarter case of stage fright. Turn the scandalous when you get up out the daylight. But I'ma play that game right, huh, just for a little. But when the lights low, yeah, I'ma work the middle. Flight plan check, we about to take a flight. Hold you back to back zone, do days and do nights. The things that I'ma do, go take you to new heights. But bring a helmet, you gon' be working with big pipes.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, take care of business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place you'd rather be. Cause we handling business, handle our business, business, take care of business.
Come on. Give up my role and let you dictate. Watch you do that little move with your hips. Hey, I need a taste of your milkshake. Got me so aroused, man, I can't even sit straight. Okay, make it hard on yourself. Believe me, the more you make it harder, it helps. I'ma go deep to the bottom of self. Till you yelling out my name, lose control of yourself. Man, this shit crazy. Slow down, love, before we half on the baby. Know you go hard, though you act like a lady. Got the whip for the pussy, know you never gon' tame me. Nah, never gon' change me. Handcuff a nigga like Beyonce did Jay-Z. Nope, I can't be your hoe. So when we finish business, baby girl, I gotta roll.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, take care of business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place you'd rather be. So we handling business, we handle our business, business, take care of business.
And if you fucking with Mary Kay Frontline Fridays, you know we handle our business. Yo, yeah. welcome back to the show. It's Diva Mary Kay, ENT Radio, Diva Spot, ENT Radio. Yo, we getting it popping over here. We definitely handling our business. Faze, I told you that was one of my favorite cuts right there, because not only is it for the ladies, not even a little bit, but it's a lot of it sexual, but I like how the hook go. Like, no matter what I'm doing, we handling our business. And if we ain't got nothing to do, we gonna get back at you. Breathe easy.
Yes, sir. That joint right there, first of all, I gotta give a shout out to my man, extraordinaire producer, Sauce Juice, on that one right there. He even linked the verse at them on the second verse, you know. He make the beats and he rap triple-double, you feel me? But that joint came about right there because, you know, like nowadays, women and men don't act like they grown. We all grown.
Mm-hmm.
We grown folks, you know what I'm saying? So if we grown folks, you know, let's stop all the games and the plan, because we know when we first meet a person what we're about to do. Either it's going to be this or it's going to be nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So I just had to put it out there, like, look, we grown. It's grown. It's sexy. Let's handle our business, you know?
And you definitely right on that about handling your business. Like, a lot of, you know, females I know be like, oh, Ev, you so appointing, and, you know, you so upfront, and you just bold with it. Y'all don't know where I come from. I was raised that way. They taught me that way.
That's
you
right.
Gotta open your mouth. Let me tell you, stay not even ask for it. Look, this is what I came for. So what if I want it all? I want it all. You know what I'm saying? This is a fairy thing, baby. This we came here. We came to do business. And if you hit, and if you want to get on the show, you want to get your music featured, you want to be a guest, holla at your girl at divaspotent1@gmail.com. My promo pack is better than anybody's out there for promotion, for buzz, for exposure. Nobody is fucking with Diva Mary Kay prices right now. So to check out the promo pack, you want to go to www.divaspot.blogtalk.com. Matter of fact, excuse me, it's www.divaspot.blogspot.com. And I got everything there. Or follow me on Twitter at Twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. But it's about that business. Don't be calling us up, hitting us on Twitter, talking about, oh, you got this record. I listen to your record. I'm like, all right, and I hit you back. Like, what's good? Hit me on the jack. Don't get shot now. You
yes,
got
sir.
The number. Just make the call.
Be about
yeah,
your business.
Be about your business, and we're going to shut you down. We're not trying to kill no dreams. We definitely not trying to kill no dreams. And I got to get some shout-outs right now. Speaking of dreams and the people who supported my dreams, I got to give a shout-out to my sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by $8 Daily, Future Guru 100, MaryKay.com, Mommy Moms, and our new sponsor, Mr. Keith Mollett. We definitely getting in. Diva Mary Kay networking with everywhere that I go, and I'm even over here getting it in with the soldiers, the real frontline Army soldiers. So definitely shout-out to them. And I also want to shout-out Pretty Lady Act. Definitely want to shout out for Pretty Lady Act. Yo, she put me onto this website called www.swagnews.com, but they doing it big over there. But we're going to go to the hotlines because we got the hotlines popping up, and we definitely want to get your comments on the music and definitely want to get you in the building. We got Rocker Block in the building. Rocker Block, baby, what's going on? It's another Brick City Farming.
Hey, what's happening, Shouty?
What's happening, Shouty?
What's up, EB's up? What's up,
yo,
with
I'm
you,
glad
man?
You already know. I'm glad you tuned in. We got the infamous Brick City Finest phase in the building. We also got the Genius online. Yo, we definitely doing it big over here. Now, did you hear that cut that we were just playing about business?
Nah, I didn't hear it.
That's all right, because I'm going to play it again, because we about our business, and you definitely about your business too. But, you know, what we're talking about today and what I wanted to talk about, because Genius and Faith, I know that y'all see this on a daily, you know, when y'all making y'all music and getting yourself out there. When you tell somebody and when you throw some numbers out at someone as far as getting on a team or getting their music produced or whatever the case may be, what's some of the things to look out for, you know, for a person who is about doing business and for a person who ain't doing business? And, Genius, I want you to start first on that one.
Oh, man, well, from the start, I mean, and it's like I'm all for helping people, but at the end of the day, you know, we all got to eat, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times most cats, they want to do certain things, but they're really not about their business, you know, and I encourage everybody, I tell them all the time, nobody is going to invest in you unless you're willing to invest in yourself, you know what I'm saying? If you got money to burn on them Jordans, that's like almost $200, you got money to get in the studio and make it happen, you know what I'm saying? You can't expect somebody to sit there and just put you on, you know what I'm saying? You got to want it and have that desire that's in you. You know, and be about your business. So this is all about how you present things as well. If you present yourself and look at yourself as a businessman and handle yourself business-wise, then people will be more, you know, willing to work with you as opposed to somebody that's lollygagging, because I don't have time to waste his time as money, period.
That's right.
And that's what's up to Faze. Same question to you, baby.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that comment, man, and what he said is absolutely right. You gotta spend money to make money, man. Ain't nobody out here doing nothing for free. The economy's fucked up right now. You gotta spend your own cash, promote your own self. Can't look for nobody to do nothing for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't no handouts, man. If you really serious about your music, ain't nobody gonna want to spend money on something that you wouldn't spend money on yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Stop going to the studio, talking to the producer like, yo, you ain't taking on no acts right now, you ain't doing this. Spend some change with my man first. You know what I mean? Let him see you spend a couple of grand, and then he might holler at you if you coming out your mouth with some hot shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like he said, man, listen, you got to spend money to make money, and that's all across the land. If you got a product you want to sell, you got to spend money to get that product, and you got to spend money promoting that product, and you got to spend money getting it out there. So, you know, go hard or go home. That's what it is.
And that's definitely what it is. And not only with spending money, you have to show up. You have to show up. You can spend all the money that you want, which is a good start. You definitely want to invest into your future because none of us got here. I didn't get to this show just saying, you know, I'm just waiting on somebody to recognize Diva Spot ENT Radio. You know, that's not how I start. Future Guru 100 gave me my start. He seen that I had a lot of food in a small plate, and I needed a bigger plate to put all this food on to properly eating off of. It wasn't that I wasn't eating. It was just the plate was too small, so I wasn't able to distribute the food out to everybody and show love. You know, you definitely want to show love. If you know, you usually when you come to somebody and they got a price, they'll work with you. It'll start from one price and it'll go to another. Like everybody is not out just to get their hands in your pocket and lie to you, but just like they said, you know, you got to promote yourself. You got to believe in your shit. If you don't believe in what you're doing, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to feel like, who said that? Remy Ma. You got to feel like, and shout out to Remy Ma too, you got to feel like you're the best at what you do and not just sitting around getting an opinion from your friends. Again, Day-Day and Craig, you sitting next to Day-Day and Craig passing the joint and they the only ones telling you that this shit is hot. But then when you get to, when you really get out of that little fishbowl that you in and jump in the ocean and get your feelings hurt, then you want to fall back and don't say nothing. Then your dreams is crushed because you didn't expand. And that's what I'm talking about, expansion. It's so important to expand. If you a promoter, if I get promotion, I pay to get promotion for my show. I get paid people to promote my Mary Kay. Don't think because you're a promoter that you're too big to get promoted. That's crazy. Mm. I'm seeing this too much with people.
And let me say this right here before I forget to say this right here. Yo, I'm really, really proud of you, Diva Mary Kay. You came a long way. You're doing it big right now. You know, I like what you're doing. Yo, just keep it up. Keep up the hard work, man. And guaranteed, your name going to be coming out of my mouth a lot. We'll be telling a lot of people about you. So.
And that's what it is. I appreciate the love. And that's the payment right there for those who were there, you know, before you became who you became and before you got, like he said, Mama, you came a long way. And I got so much more to go, man.
Sir.
So much more to go. And, you know, a lot of times I put myself to the side. My shows that I do, look, Georgia calling me on the other line right now. But a lot of the times that I do my shows is to give my people a palette. Whether you black, you Chinese, you Korean, it's all about getting a palette, getting yourself out. But we do on Frontline Fridays. And speaking about putting people out there, shout out to Tweak Beats, man. It's Cali time over there. Shout out to Tweet Beats. Shout out to Miss Nira. We definitely going to play some of their music today. And also, shout out to Nick Barr. So that's another person that I'm going to have to get you in contact. And you was listening last week, Faze. He definitely, hot stuff. Definitely going hard in the paint. We here to do it big. We definitely going to be doing it big again, bigger for the kids next summer. We're going to be doing it in Newark, New Jersey, and we're going to be doing it at Lincoln Park. Faze definitely going to be on the palette for the entertainment, but we're doing it big. We want to send these kids back to school with real music, real hip-hop, a real feeling, for them to feel proud about hip-hop. Not, yo, I got to have my gun or I'm fucking mad bitches or I got money over here. It ain't about that. We getting back to the real music about educating yourself, about taking it back to school. And, again, shout out to Pretty Lady Act. Like, she's a real go-getter. She's doing her thing over there with www.swagnews. Also, she went to school. She's working on her second degree for arts right now. She's a black woman.
Right.
What,
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. What? Who said that you can't go to school, can't get your education, and still be fly as hell with Diva Mary Kay every freaking Friday on Frontline Fridays, man? We're getting it in each and every day. And why I'm saying that we're getting it in right now, I'm going to get Kelly time on y'all real fast right now. Remus, never. It shows y'all how much I love music because I got so much music, and that's what it's about. And it ain't no bullshit in here. Know that. Diva Mary Kay don't play no bullshit on the show, but we're going to get into Miss Nira featuring Nick Barnes and It's Missing You. Again, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. Let's go, y'all.
I'll be on the go. Every day another show or it's the studio. But I need you to know exactly what I do this for. Not these niggas a recognition from these stupid hoes. I'm in these streets winning shit I gotta do at home. Raising 5 kids is something you can't do alone. You with me when the sun is shining, when it's super cold. Whether it's snow, cold, diamonds, or just cubic stars. So close your eyes, imagine all the places you could go. And if this world was mine, I swear I would give you the glow. And baby, I'm aware we had our share of ups and downs. But since it ain't no turning back, I guess we stuck with now. And if I'm lucky, then I'm lucky you on my team. I know it's better guys in this world besides me. Regardless of the fact you always stood beside me, I made your life a nightmare, chasing after my dreams. Trying to get them big bucks. And the grind won't allow me to see my kids much. And I'm sure that that shit is driving my kids nuts. Baby mama talking about I never did much. So to my sons, keep it solid, keep your chin up. And if a nigga needs that, then keep your chin tucked. And if he blocking at the face, then tear his ribs up. Take advantage of your talents and never give up. An appetite for success that I can't ignore. I'm trying to give my kids a life that I can't afford. 6-story house, 1 floor for the boys. 2 rooms for Naya, 1 just for the toys. And I swear destiny, sweet 16, I'll be the type of shit you see on MTV. Cause they deserve more, which means I gotta work more. Pain on the path to greatness, so it's gonna hurt me.
Yo, welcome back, y'all. That was your girl, Miss Nira, and Nick Barnes, since you've been away and missing you. That was definitely a hot banger. Shout out to So West Production. Also, shout out to everybody tuning in to the show. For those who just tuning in, it's Frontline Fridays, and we get it in each and every Friday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. West Coast and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. East Coast and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast. Frontline Fridays is for any entrepreneur, artists, singers, anybody that's owning that runs or own their own business. You definitely want to call in, and it's a palace so you can get your promo on. And if you fuck with Diva Mary Kay, you definitely going to get people hollering at you. But FaZe, man, craziness. Yo, FaZe, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. I'm here.
Well, I wanted to speak on the whole topic, what you were saying about, you know, making it out the hood. You know, we being on the same block, we seeing the same thing, and us being in two different places right now, and, you know, seeing somebody dying each and every day in Newark and every hood around the world, like, it affects you, and you make music about it. But then, you know, at the end of the day, do you feel like, you know, is it really going to be able to make a change? Is anything ever going to change?
Well, you know, I think that things can definitely change. It can definitely be a positive change that can happen, you know. And making it out the hood is a state of mind. You know what I mean? If your mind state is right, you know, you can be in the midst of the war. You can be in the midst of the jungle and still make it out the hood. And that's where music took me. You know, it took me out the hood, even though I was still right in the middle of the struggle. You know, my music, my pen and my pad just took me to another place, gave me hope for something. You know what I mean? So that's why I still do it to this day. And to the young cats out there, man, I think that gang banging and all that is the way, man. It's not the way. You know, I survived it. You know, I lived through it. You know what I mean? Intelligence is the key, man. If you have intelligence, you can survive through anything. Just find your niche. Find what you're good at. Find what can keep you occupied. Find something that's appealing to you, that can keep you out of the wolf's mouth. You know what I mean? Because I was there. I was in there, and I still live that. I still see that life, and it's all around me every day. But I choose, and I make a choice not to put myself back in the positions that I found myself in a while ago, you know? And music is the way that I keep myself focused, and music is the way that I get my message out, that I can tell people about the things that I've been through and the things that I've seen. You know, a lot of people may say that my music is a little vulgar at times when I'm going hard, but the reason why it's like that is because of the things that I've seen and the things that I've endured in my life. So I gotta put it out to you bluntly. You know, I can't sugarcoat it. I can't put a cloth over it for the world to accept it. I gotta put it out there how it was and how it is. And that's what my music is about, you know? Everyday lifestyle living where I'm from.
And you know what? Lately, even with, you know, like you said, from your experience and what you've been through, you know what I'm saying, and you only can keep it real, you can't just put out some BS. And that's what I'm seeing now. Like, everybody got a Hummer. Every guy got a mansion.
Yeah,
you know, how you got
yeah.
a mansion and your sister life is getting cut off in the hood? How do you got a Hummer in the
box? I don't mean to cut you off, but that's what I'm saying. Like, a cat could just—you could just hear about a cat a week. He's just been on the radio for a week, but he got this, he got that. You ain't coming to the game on with that. Where that hunger at? There ain't no more hunger in rap no more. It's no more. Oh, I'm starving, man. I need this. I'm trying to get there. If I was a person on the outside looking in, I would think that everybody is rich in America. Every rapper you hear got they shit is blinging, they keep shining, they got this Hummer, they got the Ferrari, which is bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? If they do got that coming in the game, let's believe they ain't seeing no money from the royalties. Let's believe they getting raked in that game, because all that shit you get up front, that gets taken back on the back end, and you better believe that. You know, that's why I'm not trying to be a slave to nobody's record deal. I'm not trying to be a slave to nobody. I'm trying to do this myself. I'm trying to get this distribution deal, and I'm trying to do what I do. By the way, let me just plug in this real quick. The DVD, Brick City Flows. I'm working on that right now. It's a work in progress, but I'm definitely looking for cats to hit me up, man. It's a cypher-style DVD. You can spit your written verse. You can freestyle. You can do what you want, but it's exposure. So, you know, definitely hit me up on that one right there, because I need all my MCs, all my Brick City, Jersey City, New York even, Elizabeth, wherever you at, I need you to holler at me and definitely sign up to be on this DVD, because we're going to make this official for Jersey.
Yo, we definitely doing it big over in NY, even to the Dirty Jersey. Like, it's so much. If you can make it, like a lot of people say, oh, Jersey, the mob state. Ain't nobody hitting off nothing over there. Ain't nobody getting no love in Jersey because it's a mob state. And if you ain't familiar, then you ain't nobody. That ain't necessarily true. Certain parts of Jersey, you know, you definitely do. You're not going to come up in it. I don't really want to say no cities or no county, but if you're looking around you and it's been 10 years five, let's even take it to 5 years. If it's been 5 years that you've been working on a particular project and trying to get it somewhere and get it out and get it national exposure, you got to remember the word that you just said, national. You're not going to be able to really get out there and get exposed. And you want to get to a larger audience. And not for nothing, the online, a lot of people are like, oh, I would rather have a buzz in the street rather than online. No, I want both of them. I want the buzz in the street, and I want the buzz online. The thing I like about online is I can reach a massive of people in different personalities in different situations. You know, a lot of people who artists that's in R&B or in alternative or in rock, they stay in a corner, in a box. But we definitely want to get your opinion. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to open up the hotlines with 908-202. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You on Diva Spot ENT. What's your name and where you from?
Oh, wow. This is Future Guru 100. I thought you knew. But I'm just saying,
what up, bro?
Shout out to Diva Spot ENT and Diva Mary Kay. Keep doing what you do. We think you're doing a wonderful job. Shout out to all your guests and all your callers, all your listeners. What's up, y'all?
Oh, that's definitely what it is. Future Guru was in the 100, and definitely Future Guru 100 is definitely in the building.
Yes, yes.
You know, forgive me.
Yes. Yes.
You know, forgive me. If y'all calling in, it's from the hotline is full. So if you're calling in and I don't know who you is, it's just much Diva love. But Future Guru 100, Bunny, you know I love you. Why you acting like that?
Shout out to my brother Future Guru 100. Make sure y'all following him on Twitter, and if y'all looking for promo, make sure y'all holler at him.
Make sure y'all holler at him.
What up, Guru? This is Daniel, Sam.
What's good, man? Thanks for calling and supporting the show, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Oh, most definitely, man.
So we definitely got Jersey's finest. We got Brick City finest in the building phase. We about to get into this Barry Bonds freestyle that he did. It's definitely hot, and y'all definitely got to hear it. So y'all go ahead and stay tuned. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion on this cut right here. Let's go.
Let me get in my pocket. Niggas say, running their mouth for what they really won't do. But I was raised to be a problem, see your boy be the truth. Grew up around heathens that was fighting for the juice. Shit get way more crazy than throwing pop from the roof. Shit real while I'm at, like living in Beirut. Never hesitate to fire, sit back, aim and shoot. I hear this bitch talking, but this bitch too. So I give them a long rope, let them weave their own noose. When it's really going down, you count as calling for the truth. Wanna hit the phone button off the power and reboot. But the game that we play, it's a one-shot deal. One shot, we'll have you pushing up daisies and daffy deals. I was built for the field, a five-star general, top-notch hustler, class A criminal. You see, I can teach you how to hustle, pop off your cameras, beat a nigga down with your knuckles. He's a hard-head nigga, violent without muscle. If it's really that serious, I have my little niggas come crush you. End all discussion, no talk for the gallery. I'm the million-dollar man and I'm worth the whole salary. Stay connected, family ties like Mallory. Never been a snitch, you ain't getting nothing out of me. It is what it is, and it's gonna be what it gotta be. Either you real or fake, you ain't gotta lie to me. You understand, I probably am the man that you wanna be. My heart pump ether, and I never even skip a beat. Plus my shoes too big to fill with them little feet. Midget ass niggas, I swear to God, y'all be killing me. And I can never be that shit there literally. So don't get the silly ass soup, save your energy. Even when I'm dead and gone, they gon' remember me. Get goosebumps, they feel my presence in the facility. Damn, I'm halfway home. Thank you, Mr. West, for creating this very home. And I promise you, when I do make it, it's gonna be on. Platinum plaque, the Grammy for the first song. Continuous airplay, flex dropping the bomb. And I put that on any man's Bible or Quran. These industry niggas can bring me problems if they want. But I'm a motherfucking monster, prowling on the hunt. Got a tip for niggas to jump on. Trying to stunt and the box in the pool pit for niggas on the front. I'm putting it out there, letting you know from the jump. You got 99 problems but it's in one. Got a problem with me, that beat get cooked and done. Ate from off the plate, not leaving the crumb. I'm hungry, my stomach touching up in these slums. The spades, the grandmaster, and the motherfucking dun.
Whether you real or fake, you ain't got a lot of me. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, y'all. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio EAT. And that was your boy Faye Smooth out of Brick City. Jersey stand up, 973 stand up, 908 stand up, 732 stand up when you see the boss. Yo, I'm definitely feeling that. That was definitely a hot banger. Future Groove 100, what you think about that cut right there?
I was chucking that out. It was going hard. Shout out to the whole Brick Mob, everybody that's doing music out of Newark. You know, we need this unity. We need more unity. And, you know, tracks like that just let you know that it's some talent here. You know, we got to support it. And definitely on point. His delivery was crazy. It's like a real, real serious cut right there. Sound like some real Newark, you know, Newark Jersey type anthem type joint. So definitely official.
Good luck.
That's definitely what's up.
It could
definitely be an
anthem
for real,
Genius.
What you think about that cut right there, man?
I mean, as I said before, I think it's truly fire. I love his delivery. I can feel the passion, you know what I'm saying, from his delivery, and that's what I respect the most, you know what I'm saying, just coming from the streets. You know, it's easy to relate to that, you know, and you can tell when people just doing it just to be doing it, or when their heart is in it, you know, I give it a big thumb up.
Well, that's definitely what's up, and you're right. You can tell when people, you know, when they really, really going hard and feeling their music. Like, that's what I want to hear. I want to go hard. I want to hear your struggle. I want to hear the difference that you're making in what you're doing. I want to hear that you're real, and I like what you said, Faith. You know, whether real or fake, you ain't got a lot of me. You definitely ain't got a lot of me.
We ain't got a problem. Man. Be who you is. Be who you going to be all times. That's what I got to where I'm at right now to this day. I just feel sweet.
For real, because you was who you was before you got here. People be thinking they be faking somebody and they be getting over you. You know, you ain't kidding nobody because that's who you think. That I don't know this person, I know that person. And we sitting back, sipping on mojitos, laughing at you, thinking you getting over. But you're not. I'm sipping on mojitos and my Moscato with my crew, like, wow. And I use that word a lot, you know, with bullshitting people. You know, wow. Wow to me means with or without you, I'm going to make it. Point blank, period. Sometimes you got to wow people, like, wow, unbelievable. Are you serious? That wow meaning with or without you, I'm going to make it. It don't matter if you never listen to none of my music. It don't matter if you never listen to none of my show. It's still getting play. I'm still going hard, and consistency is the key. And what's what makes you a frontliner phase that keeps you in front of, you know, people with their attention on you, keeps you on the front line and keeping you fresh? Like, how do you maintain that?
Hey, it is what it is, man. Like, you know, I've always been the front one and never been a follower in my life, ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and what I'm trying to do is, like, really, like, you know, like, the music that's out right now, and I hate to keep coming back to that, but the music that's out right now, I'm not feeling it. Music has no substance anymore, man. Everything is dumbed all the way down to the simplest form. Like, when you listen to music right now, you could be an invalid, still understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I want to bring back some of the guesswork to hip-hop. You know, some of the, when you had that tape and you had to rewind that tape back two or three times just to get the understanding of what he was saying. And you understand what he was saying or what they were saying. I want that to come back. I want the lyrics to come back to hip-hop instead of just pretty boy fags, I mean swag. You know what I'm saying? I want things to change in hip-hop, man. And I think if I keep going at it and I keep pushing and pushing and going hard at it, I think I'll get my shot, and I think the world will hit me. You know what I mean? And, once I get in, guaranteed, man, anybody else I can pull through that door with me is coming. So just remember.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what I'm talking about. That's definitely exactly what I'm talking about as far as the whole situation right there. Like, you know, like he was saying, you know, but a lot of us are responsible for supporting this garbage music. You know, let's not forget that. A lot of us are responsible for going in on the pretty boy swag and, you know, I like the way she riding or whatever the case may be. Like, we responsible a lot of times because we not only YouTube it or, you know, get it all on the on-demand on the TV or we listen to it in our cars and we going out and we buying records and shit and we chilling like we supporting a lot of music and a lot of garbage that don't need to be put out there. And just like rappers can put out garbage, R&B artists can put out garbage.
Oh, yeah.
I got love for, you know, my queens out there, but, you know, don't let them make you a puppet as well. Don't let this industry make you a puppet. Where ain't nothing wrong with toning your body up, but if you going from 180 to 115, there's a problem, baby. I don't give a fuck if you was on Hollywood on the square with your name on it. You feel 115 pounds looking like Star, looking like a lollipop. I got love for Star, but didn't she look like a lollipop after all of that shit?
She looks sick.
Her hair was big as hell like a bow pop, and her little body was all shriveled up. It looked like her damn head, she was going to break her neck because her head was heavier than her damn body.
I was mad. I like that. You go hard, and you know, and that's where we from, man. It's where we from. It's a beautiful city, man. It's a lot of things going on, but it's where we from. And we just tell it how it is, man, you know. And that's why, you know, I get at cats like, you know, with the pretty boy fag shit, the Waka, the Lemonade Stand, man, and all that shit.
Don't forget Gucci. Don't forget Gucci.
Don't forget Gucci. You know, because if they come at me, guaranteed, I'm a soldier, man. I know what I can do to them early. Mm-hmm. Like, with the music, man, I'll kill them cats, man. And that's why I put it out there. I tweet it. I put it out there. I mention it in my song because I want somebody to say something. You know what I mean? That's really for me. You know, I'm a soldier. And I want somebody to say something because it's going to be a rap for their whole career, phase in the building.
Phase in the building. That's exactly what I was talking about. We got the hotline opening up, so we're going to go ahead and open up to another caller. 562, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now live. What's your name and where you from, baby?
What's the deal? This your boy, Dre Vicious, Watts, California, Gutterville.
Dre Vicious, what's going on? That's definitely what's up, yo. We got Dre Vicious in the building. It's already Kelly Kai. Y'all know exactly what it is, baby. Y'all know exactly what it is. Yo, I appreciate you coming through the building and showing some love. Definitely stay tuned because we're about to play another hot track in a few minutes by Brick City Finest. Your homeboy FaZe, he live in the building. He got the number one spot on Frontline Fridays. But we were talking about, you know, this all this music that's coming out, all the garbage, and our responsibilities because we be like, oh, that person garbage and Waka Flocka and Gucci this and bullshit that. But we take responsibility sometimes because we listen to that shit. And we go around Jagger Swacking talking about pretty girl swag. What the fuck is that? I'm so mad that Sierra remade that and she's a lady.
Even if that's what I'm saying, the lady should even be embarrassed. How you vibing with a nigga talking about he got pretty boy swag? If your nigga got pretty boy swag, he's so soft, you feel me? You might as well go find you a little girl or something. That's all I said.
Jay Vince is
got it.
That's all I'm saying, and you're right, pretty boy swag. You got pretty boy swag with your ass hanging out. Any chick that walk around with, listen, ladies, FYI, be quiet. Listen, ladies, if you walking with your dude and his ass is out, it's not your attention that he wants, honey. FYI, Oh, man. Damn.
No, say that again.
Ladies, listen up. Attention. Everybody listen up. All diva pumps in front of you. You bitches getting line. If you walking down the street with your dude, if you going to Applebee's with your dude, if you walking through the mall with your dude and his ass is out, it's not your attention that he looking for. That cute nigga that just walking by you, he want his attention too. Oh.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell him.
You know what? I got to take me a sip for that one. Mm-hmm.
Niggas be shopping at Forever 21. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck you doing?
They ain't even picking up no gifts for their girl. I could see you was trying to go pick up something for your girl, but you picking up some shit for yourself, trying to find some small pants.
I'm a homo.
you feel me though? That's all I'm saying.
I definitely feel you, and it's crazy because you get real artists like FaZe, you get real artists like Drake Vicious, you get real people like Jeans and Future Guru 100, and they ready. They on board. They ready to make this happen. Like, they really down for the team. It ain't that they just saying something, they about it. But you got to look at what you're doing, that whole culture thing. I know when back in the day, you know, my big dogs were Salt and Pepper. I definitely had my hair cut long on the side with the little fluff on the other side with the gold in it. One year I thought I was Mary J. Blige. But it's like what you really attaching yourself to. If you calling yourself being somebody and doing something, what are you doing that's making a difference? Or
exactly.
You just talking about, yellow diamonds, green diamonds with them damn bubblegum lips. That, I do not want my son listening to that shit.
You feel me?
That's why you got real MCs that come to Frontline Fridays to let them know, man, like it's still real MCs out here. And we going to put out that good music, that crap music, and let them know that garbage ain't going to pass no more, man. It's time for the real MCs to stand up and get their shine, man. And I think that music is actually coming back around to that real MCing, that real rapping, man, that real music, man. I think it's coming back around to it. That's why I picked my pen back up, man. I'm here to let them know, man. And shout out to everybody else that's out there keeping it real with themselves and real with their fans, man, while they doing it.
And that's definitely what's up. You know, shout out to the whole team. Shout out to everybody listening in right now. Everybody on the online chat. Shout out to my swaggers. Let me get this right. Shout out to my swaggers on fire. Definitely live on the check-in, on a live chat. We're on a live chat. So tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotsENT and click on the live chat. Give me a shout out. Call in at 347-850-1521. Yo, it's Frontline Fridays. Like, we doing it big. This how we do it each and every Frontline Fridays. I'm so thankful to have FaZe in the building from Brick City, and I'm definitely thankful. Shout out to Genius. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Awesome. Shout out to the whole team and shout out to the whole Dre Vicious. I was just listening to his shit the other night, networking online. And I say this again, if I can close my eyes and listen to your shit and paint a picture, you know I'm definitely fucking with you and I'm rocking with you hard. That's definitely what's up, Dre Vicious. Stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. I want to open up another call, okay?
For sure.
Hold on. I'm going to open up the line to 317-503 with 317-603. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live on Blog Spots. What's your name and where you from?
It's your boy, S. Collie. Naptown's in the building. What's happening, Miss Mary?
S. Collie! What's going on? That's definitely what's up. You never know who's coming through. You never know who coming through. I got S. Collie live in the building. And S. Collie know, ooh, I'm a fool. What's going on, baby?
Man, I'm out here chilling, man, for the celebrate. Release of my guy. Got a party tonight at the Caribbean Village in Naptown, man. So, yeah, that's what we on tonight.
Well, that's definitely what it is. Like, shout out to your peoples. I definitely was checking in online. I watched the video as people just came home. you know, basically for a crime that he didn't commit. And we're going to get more into that because we got Brick City Finest up here. We got FaZe in the building. We definitely about to play one of his cuts. But shout out to those, you know, who locked up and going through, man, and it's just too much going on. Like, you know, I know somebody right now that's been locked up for damn near 15 years for a crime that they didn't commit, yo. How sick is that? But no matter what, you know what the situation is, no matter what happens, y'all, no matter what you're going through, you definitely got to go hard. And that's what it's about. We about to go hard right now with the boy FaZe and go hard freestyle. Keep your ears tuned. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go.
Boy, how to get down. Any situation, leave a nigga shut down. Whether with a known nigga or a straight clown. That's why my mind stay ready for anything. Ain't nothing from the sideline that you could bring. Cause I done seen it all. Seen the biggest fall. Seen the smallest nigga come up in the game involved. See that street smarts is priceless. One false move with the rock, lose your life, kid. And the coffin on Rikers. Either way you look at it, your soul ain't lifeless. So I go hard when you can't make it. And what they don't give to me, I'ma surely take it. And I ain't resting for anything. Bring who you want, I can show you
they
how hard I play.
I've been in, seen the shit that I've seen, lived the life that I live. I love it. There's no way, man, nigga.
Call it.
No way, bro.
Come on.
Who the fuck said money can't buy you happiness? The motherfucker lied. While I was broke, every night a nigga cried. Shit, now I can wipe my eyes with 50s, hands with 100s. I'm cakey and I love it. I'm cakey and they love it. Above the bullshit, I'm sitting high as a kite. My mama ass shine, why you ball that ice? My cousin ass calling, why you fuck that man wife? I laughed and said, hey, when you ballin', that's just life. Like Rocky at the top. But them steps, I'm feeling cocky. Ready to face the world and fold it like origami. My bricks went out a year ago. Who the fuck can stop me? Somebody's gonna have to pop me. Cause I be addicted to Spalding. I'm jugging by the cases. I'm playing love balling. Feeling like annihilation. Got love for the bucket. I hustle, no patience. Fill them up with duckets. I'm second, they hating. I made it.
Hey, do you know I love it? Double back full of money. And I want some more of it.
I'm about my paper. My duckets, my cheese, my cream. I'm about my paper.
My paper. My duckets, my cheese, my cream, nigga. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live back in the building. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. I got the big dogs in the building. I got Brick City Finest FaZe in the building, doing it definitely big. We just heard this cut, Go Hard, before your boy S. Kali. I love it. But Go Hard freestyle is definitely what I need in my life. Like, I need that. I don't need none of this sugar coat. Oh, everybody lived in the family good. I ain't even mad about the family good. Don't get me wrong, Diva Mary Kay ain't no hater, but tell me how you got there. Educate me on how you got there and how you continue to stay focused on staying right where you at. And that's something that, you know, I want to ask Dre Vicious. Dre Vicious, you hear me?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Travis, how do you stay consistent and stay on your ground with everything that you do as far as your music and everything that's going on? Like, how do you stay above the bullshit?
Man, shit, I just stay away from the bullshit, you feel me? I avoid it the best way I can. I don't feed into the bullshit or scoop to the bullshitter's level, you feel me? So I just stay on my own tip and grind. Like, I'm at the studio right now as we speak. I'm at the studio, and I'm at the studio by myself, you feel me? I don't come to the studio with a whole group of the homies and all that other shit. I got to focus on me and what I got to get done, you feel me? So that's how I stay on my shit.
And that's what's up, babe, going in a booth and laying down tracks or whatever the case may be. I know chicks can definitely be a distraction, but how much is it of a distraction for your niggas to be on some BS as well?
Man, you know what I mean? Like niggas is just trying to get in where they fit in. So, you know what I mean? You got to leave them cats on the outskirts, man. It's like when you going to work. When you go to work, you ain't bringing your boys with you or your girlfriends with you to chill at work and have martinis. You going to work to get that money. That's how I think about going in the studio, man. When I'm going in the studio, I'm putting something down so I can get that money off of this product that's going to come out of me going in the studio. So I'm not trying to bring any type of distractions in the studio with me. Look, dog, I see you when I'm shooting a video, or I see you when I'm trying to throw something up on YouTube. You know what I mean? As far as anybody coming to the studio with me, that's out. If you ain't trying to contribute to what I'm doing in the studio, then you gotta stay home, bro. That's that simple.
I know that's right. You definitely gotta stay home and contribute going to the studio. I wanna ask colleague.
What's happening?
I didn't check it out. As Kali getting ready for a show, and you know, one thing I like about S. Kali is he always keep his sense of humor no matter what. Like, he go hard in the paint, but he always keep his sense of humor. Like, how do you do that shit, man?
I grew up in poverty. That's what I am. I'm broke, goddamn it. So only thing that keeps lights on is a goddamn is humor. So that's all we do. My whole family joker. So that's all we do. Time gets rough. That's why laughter is all I watch. You know what I mean? That's all we do. Crack jokes, yelling on each other. You know, talk shit. That's what we do. You know what I mean? So you'll hear, like, you'll see my tweets or you'll see my Facebook statuses. I just act ass. That's all I like to do. I like to laugh. I don't like feeling sad and all that shit. We laugh. We remember and laugh. You know what I mean? I always remember the good shit, because that weak shit, you can keep that on. I ain't got time for that.
That's exactly what we definitely got to keep from laughing and building him up. Like, as Kali always keep me giggling, he's so crazy. I definitely want to open up the hotlines. We got Brick City in the building, 973-970. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live. What's your name and where you from, man? 973-970. Can you hear me? All right, that's what it is. We're going to keep it pushing on to the next one, baby. But just make sure you stay tuned, because we definitely got some fire music. We got the boss in the building, Faye Smooth from Brick City. We got the boy S. Kali on. We got Future Guru 100. We got Genius. We got Dre Vicious. We got everybody in the building. Like, if you're really trying to get somewhere, we got Rocker Block in the building. If you're trying to get somewhere, you need to be on this show. Log in right now, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. It's Frontline Fridays, and I got a whole show full of frontliners, man. Like, I'm really feeling real good. Hold on, I got to take another sip for all of y'all. That was for y'all. Like, this is how we do it each and every Friday. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Tomorrow we have Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to have your girls, Sanity Girls, in the building. We're going to have the CEO in the building. Just because I rock with the men, I definitely rock with the ladies. I got divas everywhere. Shout out to Diva Division. You already know how we do. Hey, Faze, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When you being a frontliner and you leaving the team and you see one of your soldiers on the team, you know, he trying his hard. He trying his best to get it in and to stay afloat, and you see, like, he just not meeting the quota, you know, how do you reach out to that brother as a man, you know, and try to help him get his shit together? You know, maybe it's some personal things bringing him down, or maybe he just ain't on his business. You want to keep him on the team, but at the same time, he not producing anything out of his music or himself.
Well, you know me, myself, man, like I said, man, I come from where you got to be real or you got to go home, man. I'm a realist. So, you know, just by you telling me, oh, yeah, that shit is hot, or, oh, yeah, man, go ahead and do that, man, that don't work for me. It took me a long, long, long time before I even believe myself that I had a talent or I had a gift in the industry. And, you know, it took me to shop my music around to a lot of people. I got a lot of insults. I got a lot of kudos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that being real with a person is the best thing that you could do for a person, because you lying to them is only going to set them up for failure later on in their life. So mm-hmm. I would come at that man and let him know exactly where he's slacking off at, exactly where he's falling at off at, and exactly where he needs to tighten up at. And hopefully he'll get the message and he'll get it together. If not, you know we got to cut him anyway.
You know we got to cut him. You are fired. We got to turn him to Donald Trump.
Try to hold
him down
as long as you can, but you know, you got to let him go eventually, you know what I mean? But, I'm all for trying to pull everybody up, man, and pull everybody in. But if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. And I'm not going to lie to you and say that it is for you when it's not for you. You know, it's just being real. You just got to be real.
That's definitely what we're talking about, being real. You know, we keep it real on Diva Spot Radio 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We definitely, it's all about keeping it real, and it's about each one teach one. You know, we got a lot of heavy hitters in the building, so make sure you call in, show some love to Faith, Brick City Finest. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We all go to the hotlines because they're calling in. They're ready to show that love. 973-544. Wherever
Hello?
You at, I need you to turn your radio down. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Hello? Far north. What's your name and where you from?
My name is Sal Shoots, representing the cut. Doctor says, what it do?
Yes, sir. That's Sal.
Let me
introduce you to the world, Sauce Juice. I'm telling you right now, wherever you're doing music at, in the Bricks, Cali, Boston, and San Francisco, if there's any games out there, man, you need to holler at this kid right here. This is Sauce Juice, Cut Doctor's Entertainment.
Sir.
He's definitely doing the thing, man. He's definitely
They're looking safe. Hurry up there, tell him, you know. Cats got to keep it real, you know what I mean? Half these fake rappers out here in the industry nowadays, man, they're making that bubblegum music. We try to bring that music back, you know what I'm saying? Nice pop music, real hip-hop. As you see, you got FaZe on the line. I don't know what songs he played for you for the night, but, you know, FaZe, I hope you're doing your thing right now. How everything going out there?
Everything's going good, bro. You know what it is, man. You know I'm always going to big you up. Like I said, this is Sauce Juice. You're going to be looking for his name in the future, man. Sauce Juice, Cut Doctor's Entertainment. This man right here is a genius with any type of production you want to do. We looking to collab with anybody that's out there, and we trying to make it happen.
Yes, sir. I mean, would you play for them? You play anything tonight?
Oh, yeah, we definitely played the Barry Bonds Freestyle. We played Go Hard. We've been playing this all night. You know, Diva Mary Kay got love for Brick City. We just came out of 20 minutes ago. We came from business, so we definitely going to play that again because that's definitely a hot banger. And we definitely, Diva Mary Kay, appreciate you calling into the show to show the love. That's definitely what it's about.
Well, thank you for having me on.
That's what we're talking about. Team moving. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to listen to see what your topic is.
Oh, well, it's Frontline Fridays, and on Frontline Fridays, we're talking about showing up to go up. When you're doing business with somebody, what's some of the things that they need to watch out for and some of the things they need to gravitate themselves to, whether they're a rapper, they're an artist, an entrepreneur? What's some of the things that you look out for when you're looking for some artists or you scatting or you Skype for talent, you searching for talent?
I mean, basically, first and foremost is basically positivity. You know what I mean? Always got to be around positive people because you never know, man. It's one bad link to the chain that could bring everybody down. Another thing, you got to have that paperwork right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to walk into nothing. You know, it's just business. You know what I mean? It just can't be your friends and stuff like that. If you're looking to do this big time, you got to have your paperwork ready. If people ain't ready to sign that paperwork, they got to go. Deuces. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's big out there, man. You know, I've been done dirty a couple of times. You know, it's a long road, but you know, one, like I said, you place yourself with positive people, have your paperwork right, you can't go wrong.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about as far as with that paperwork. I was having a conversation. I think it was with Genius. I think me and Genius was talking about, you know, this whole paperwork situation, and when people come to you, it don't matter. It could be my sister. If my sister want to borrow two or three stacks of me or whatever, I was about to say $2 or $3, but that's a lie. But if she want to borrow something more than 100, you definitely want to write up a contract. Some people will look at you like, are you serious? You got a contract? You need me to sign this? We supposed to be people. We go way back. But that don't mean nothing at the end of the day. That means nothing at the end of the day. Me and Faye's been knowing each other for years, but we know how to separate us knowing each other from back in the day to us knowing each other on a professional level. It's a whole different situation when it comes about it, and it's just that whole mutual respect thing, especially when you're dealing with business. And another person that deals with a lot of business is Future Guru 100, and I definitely want to get, you know, his opinion about when you're dealing with people who got business going or whatever the case may be. What's the first thing or some of the things that you look out for as far as when you're doing business with people?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just got to get a sense of where they at and with their business sense. Like I usually can get a vibe off of, you know, just by talking to them and figuring out if they really receptive to what I'm offering. Because really, if it's something I can help them with, I'm going to help them with it. If that's what they're looking for, I'm not going to let anybody waste my time. That's basically my first inclination in dealing with people. Because, you know, we online and we dealing with people, but we don't really know who these cats are. You got to give them a chance.
Definitely.
At the same time, I got to remember what I'm in this for. I'm in this for basically to help. Mm-hmm. I came in the game to help people, and I came in and to elevate. It's all about elevation for me. You got to elevate your mind state. So I knew by me doing that, it was going to lead to some success, financial success. I'm getting, you know, a lot of love just by people recommending my services to other people. And with that being said, that's the way it works, and the better way that it works when you got other people just coming to say, yo, you should rock with my man Future Guru 100 because, you know, I'm using his services. That's the best kind of advertising you can get. You can get on here and do what you do, you know, make your sales pitch or whatever. You're still going to have to put that time in. But I find myself having to put in less time when somebody recommends my services to somebody. So that's what I go the extra mile for, customer service and being loyal to my clients and making sure I give them more for their money. That's what I set out to do in the beginning. You know, I came from a strong retail background, you know, working for Home Depot, and I'm going to keep it real. You know, everybody had a 9-to-5 or got a 9-to-5, but at that point, when I was working for them, you know, everybody know about the orange apron. I was putting that orange apron on every day, going the extra mile for Home Depot, and I knew I was going to have my business going. And when I took it to that level to go all out for my business a couple of years ago on this promotion, I mean, I wasn't new to the promotion game. But when I came in, I just said, you know, customer service should be one of the first key points of my business.
You're right about that. Yeah, as far as that customer service should be number one in any business what you're doing. And while we're talking about business, we about to get into this hot banger, Business by Faith, Brick City 973 stand-up, 732 stand-up, 908 stand-up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live. Big up.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, we can have business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy gets wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. So we handling business, we handle our business, business, we can have business.
Come on, stop playing what you waiting for. We both want it, why I'm begging you to take it all? Your body calling, I'm the operator on the phone. Ain't nothing wrong with my line, my connection's strong. Yeah, and I'ma feed it to you all night. Close the door, out goes all lights. Oh, and I know you be the shy type, the type of girl that only been with one guy, right? Right, let's get to the business. Straight back shot, skip the hugging and kissing. Jones in my body, you the cure for my addiction. Real life ghetto boo video vixen. Wow, my number one temptress. The way you move that body straight down, right sickening. You got me running the benches, so I won't get tired when we handling business.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, we can have business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. So we handling business, we handle our business, business, take care of business.
You should know it's business when I'm up in the show. I give a chow like a whip in the mule. You know calisthenics stretch you out real good with the moves. I fix your problems like a plumber with tools. You acting like the shy type, quarter case of stage fright. Turn the scandalous when you get up out the daylight. But I'ma play that game right, huh, just for a little. But when the lights low, yeah, I'ma work the middle. Flight plan check, we about to take a flight. Hope you pack your bags on, do days and do nights. The things that I'ma do, go take you to new heights. But bring a helmet, you gon' be working with big pipes.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, we can have business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. Cause we handling business, we handle our business, business, we can have business.
I'm a give up my role and let you dictate. Watch you do that little move with your hips. Hey, I need a taste of your milkshake. Got me so aroused, man, I can't even sit straight. Okay, make it hard on yourself. Believe me, the more you make it harder, it helps. I'ma go deep to the bottom of self. Till you yelling out my name, lose control of yourself. Man, this shit crazy. Slow down, love, before we have on a baby. Know you go hard, though you act like a lady. Got the whip for the pussy, know you never gon' tame me. Nah, never gon' change me. Handcuff a nigga like Beyonce did Jay-Z. Nope, I can't be your hoe. So when we finish business, baby girl, I gotta roll.
When the doors get shut and the lights go out, ain't nobody else here to see. We gon' handle our business, handle our business, business, we can have business. And when the moon gets set and that pussy get wet, ain't no other place we'd rather be. Cause we handling business, we handle our business, business, we can have business.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We live in the building with the Boss Faith, straight out of Brick City. That was the hot banger, Business, man. Like, I'm definitely feeling that cut. Faith, who produced that?
Well, you know, Sauce Juice definitely produced that. Like I said, man, that kid right there, man, is definitely an extraordinary producer, man. I believe that we're going to be hearing from him for some years to come. Cut Doctors Entertainment production, Sauce Juice, you're going to be hearing from that, man. And I just spit on the tracks, you know. I don't want to make no tracks. I don't want to do none of that. I leave that up to Sauce Juice and the Cut Doctors, man. Young Pimpish, he's in the building. That's another part of the Cut Doctors Entertainment group. They definitely doing it big, man. And I just encourage anybody that's out there, man. If you got business, if you looking for hot tracks, if you looking for something to rhyme over, definitely holler at your boy Sauce Juice, man. And that's what it is, man.
And that's definitely what it is. We definitely want to get feedback on this cut right here, so we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. What's the 646-750? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, live in the building. What's your name and who's on the line?
Saquana's on the line.
Hey, Saquana, what's going on?
Big up to you. How's everybody?
All right.
So we definitely just played that cut. Did you get a chance to hear Business?
No, I didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing.
That's all right. We'll just make sure you stay tuned in because we definitely going to play it in. What's going on, Mama? You want to give some shout-outs? What's good?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, my mom, my grandmother. I want to give a shout-out to my boyfriend and everybody out there that's maintaining in this rough economy.
Well, that's what's up. We definitely thank you for tuning in. Diva Mary Kay got mad. Diva love for you for tuning in. We definitely want to get some feedback on that cut because I definitely like Business. Rocker Block, you in the building, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
What's going on? So we just played the cut Business by FaZe, Brick City Finest. Like, what you think about that cut right there?
Handling my business. Definitely a hit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I bump it in the car. I like it. It's a nice track, you know. But me, I like, you know, music with beats, you know, where the beat go hard and song go in, you know what I'm saying? Handling my business. You should really handle your business in the business song like that. It was too laid back, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't really handling his business. But it's a nice track, you ask me, you know what I mean? Other than that, it should have went harder.
Well, that's definitely what I'm talking about. We definitely need that feedback on this music because we definitely bossed in the building. And we definitely want to get the feedback from Dre Vicious. Dre Vicious go hard in the paint, too. So what you think about that one right there? What you think about Business, Dre Vicious?
I dig that shit, you feel me? That shit went in. I think the nigga did his business, you feel me? I'm from Watts.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with New Jersey all day.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
If he wanna hear
some nigga go hard, you know I spazzed some bars one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you already know I ain't mad face. You live in the building, baby. You hear us?
I'm live in the building all day. You know what I mean? And I can go hard, you know what I mean? But sometimes you got to slow it down and let them catch up to you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not
your
business right there, you feel what I mean? But live all day, we on the radio right now. We on the Blog Talk Radio. I can go hard all night, you know what I mean?
Well, that's
but,
what I'm talking about.
But I definitely appreciate, you know, the criticism because I take that into heart. And like I said, I'm my biggest critic. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear it from somebody else, that just take me back to the lab and retune. You feel what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate that criticism, and I'll definitely look up on that next time.
Well, that's what's up. Dre Vicious, we about to get a cypher going smooth up in
here.
Yeah.
Do y'all know what time it is? I was just waiting for somebody to say, let's go.
Yeah,
we're going to go ahead
and
right
good.
Here at the top of the hour.
That's
Dre Vicious, why don't you go ahead and take the cypher off? And
take
then, babies, I want you to call right behind them and go in. Let's get it, man.
This just for you, my diva. Look. Tell me what's really going on. Gotta dumb it down to make a deal and to get known. Cause all the niggas owned them, made the stupidest songs. Guess I gotta make a dance, sell some fucking ringtones. Try to do the jerk and put some skinny jeans on. Just so I can live my dreams, well, bitch, I'ma dream on. Cause what I look like selling out. Just so I can try to put a couple records out. Tell you about me, I never take the desperate route. Stay real and make real music if I'm never out. Cause all the fame and the glamour I don't care about. I just love getting on instrumentals and air it out. And look, plus to make the big top in hip hop, nowadays you gotta do a jail bid or get shot. And if you R&B, you gotta switch pop. I love the music, but this where the shit stops. Why people can't play their roles when they don't even do gold and sell away their souls. Time to school them, I'm a motherfucking teacher. Make good music, fuck a whole bunch of features. If you a rapper, quit trying to be a singer. Wanna be a beast, then embody that creature. Nigga, if you a DJ, then break records. Give us a chance, at least we'll get an A for effort. This not a diss track, I'm just trying to make a gesture. That's like the motherfucking student trying to play professor. What's the level? Cause the game needs balance. He don't need a chain, that lame need talent. Why I'ma beef with you when Dre need a challenge? And when it come to beef, this lame is a salad. Always kept it real since little, it was a habit. So when it come to fraud, oh no, I can't have it. I've never made a jingle for a single. I'd rather be anonymous. Bobby Vicentino, swagger jacking niggas, steady dealing my lingo. Bird ass niggas soft, remind me of flamingos. Look, they need to go on and get their own style for the bitches get exposed like girls gone wild. When it come to real music, I'ma hold it down. Head up in the sky, 10 toes down. It's vicious.
Live right now, Kelly Powell, man, live on Diva Spot Radio NT. Now we gonna go all the way over to the East Coast. We about to go to the East Coast, the Brick City Finest, so they can tear it up. Faith, baby, give it to them.
Check it. Yo, you say you want to fight. Now, that ain't really what you want to do, because when the beef on, you niggas skate like 22. I'm from the bricks, so you know what the llama do. Catch you in the vestibule, 41 like I'ma do. That's what the drama do. It's TNT on you niggas, like an Iraq, Al-Qaeda bomber do. Say play a part, nigga, stick to the rules, for you end up with a time slot on Channel 9 News with your frame twisted. And your clock on snooze, trying to go against these real pros who pop on the rules. Get popped on with tools, ran out of the bricks, beat down and robbed the Jews. You imposters will lose. When you fucking with me, that mission impossible too. Have you grabbing your chest like Red Fox used to do. When you find out I'm not on the same roster as you, sick to death like an overseas hospital room. Cause you know you gotta go against this monstrous dude. And the chicks, they love Buffalo. Have them taking their shirts off like Peter Pablo. Make them drop low like degrees in the winter. And make the bitch heat up when the 10-inch dick hit her. Straight with her. Roll like Vic with her. Pass it to the next man so he get this. How we doing the bricks? We don't love them hoes. Have them come to the crib straight, doesn't go. While you be buying the shit trying to spoil a hoe. She be setting you up for me to get all your dough. Cause the pig is right. You really love that shit. But to me, she's just another bottom flip. Just another flip. Get this money by any means. Send you niggas the whole heat to let you know what war means. Faith in the
yeah.
Brick City's fine.
Yo. That's definitely what's good.
Yo.
A lot of shit.
Shout out to my man Vicious, man. I like that right there, man. We puts it down. That's for real.
Hell yeah.
All day, baby.
That's right. You already
yo,
know,
we got
my
the
man. Love all day.
Yo, we got the hotlines on downtown light up right now. We about to go to the line and get some love and some feedback. Let's go ahead and open up. We got more Brick City in the building. Let's
that's
take
good.
A look here. Give me a second.
Yeah.
970, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely what it is. Spit your name and where you from, man.
Brick City, man. Bowser, man.
What's going on, Bowser? Thanks for calling. It's another Brick City Promise. You never know who's coming through the fucking city.
You already know, man. I was listening, you know, to the brothers MCing, man. Everybody keep doing what they doing, man. Both of the brothers sound good. I like what you doing with the show, man. It's very beautiful and it's healthy, man.
Yeah,
Thank you, V. That's definitely what it is. You know I'm a tool to be used, baby. That's what it's about. It's Frontline Fridays, and I got all frontliners all right now. Let me do the roll call right now. This is so fucking sick, man. You got Faze, the frontliner, number one spot on the show today, Smooth out of Brick City. We're going over the genius, the musical genius. Like, he really go in on the pain. He over in NY, baby. You got Future Guru 100 in the building. Yo, if you really want to get yourself out there, fuck with Future Guru 100. He can definitely get you there with that promotion because he's well known and respected. That's another Brick City. You got Dre Vicious in the building that just killed it as far as with Faze. He all the way over in Cali from the east to the west. Like, we got him everywhere in a building. Don't play. And we got Rocker Block in the building. And just to top it off, we got the boy Bowser in the building. God damn. Oh, man. I got to take another sip for that, y'all. Yo, bitch.
Yeah, what's good?
Yo, B, can y'all tell I'm having fun on the show? Is y'all enjoying the show, man?
Show's good, man.
Y'all enjoying the show, man? That definitely is about, this about each one teach one, man. It's about big, real people coming on here, motherfucking networking, putting yourself out there. Ain't nobody on no BS. Like, everybody ready to go at any given time, man. I got some time left in the show, and I definitely want y'all to hear the boy Bowser, man. B. Are they serious? I'm about to play B, man, because B going to tell y'all to stay in y'all fucking lane. Yo, it's Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call in at 347-850-1521. Let's get it popping.
Stay in your lane.
Man, it's PYP till I die, man. Always been in my lane, man. King, what up? You know I feel it's my nigga. You know what it is. Maybach. Yeah, finesse. Yeah, know what I mean? I'm in my lane till the day it's over, man. You niggas is looking funny out here, man. Yeah, I'ma get in where I fit in, even if it's fake tight. I'm living what I'm spitting, ripping for the state, right? You tripping how I'm living, first class, take flight. I was thirsty with gun and mad, now I take it light. I'm back on my bullshit, gun in my best suit. Hollow tips make the 38 so special. Follow. Don't spit, that's my girl at you next to. I'll crush your world, you can Earl off that X2. I stay in my lane, that's what sounds about. They call me the Lord, so come inside your father's house. Niggas fall off board, but I survived the drought. Switch to grab the sword, rip open inside your mouth. This is for my kids, I gotta eat, I'ma get the dough. Hustle in the rain, winter time, even when it snows. I'm about my paper, dead presidents is all I know. You fucked in the game, nigga, friend or foe. Jersey, what up, man? We got our own style, our own identity. Know what I mean? I'ma bring it back to where it's supposed to be, man. Stay in your lane, man. Know what I mean? If your Jews ain't 100% real, don't get them, man. Stay in your lane, my nigga. You can still get the hoopty, but Nike boots will fuck bitches. Ha ha! I ain't playing with these niggas, I'ma get it real talk. Every other week, a body outline and talk. I'ma get it where I'm living in, that's called York. A chick tell you no when you still wanna stalk. Nah, see me, I stay in my lane. No tight jean, no tight shirt, I'm keeping it plain. I want my diamonds black like the coal they throw in the train. Been rhyming from way back, growing up with Dane. A lot of shit on my mind, so it's stress on my brain. Through the day-to-day grind, I gotta maintain. Pay me mine before I'm going insane. You on the wrong side of the track, smoking dust with cane. Come walk through my ghetto and see how I'm living. I'd rather be dead, can't see life in prison. I stay in my lane and you see how I fit in. I'ma tell you tight jeans I can't get in. It is what it is, man. I'm in my lane, man. All the way, man, to the top. If you ain't family, you can't get in. Ha ha!
Yo, that's definitely what's up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. That was the boy Bowser in the building with Stay in Your Lane. Hey, Faze, what you think about that cut right there, man?
Yo, that's definitely what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Bowser, listen, man, I'm doing this Brick City Flows DVD. You know what I mean? It's a cypher-style DVD, man. I need niggas to holler at me, man. I need only the finest, man. None of the lame out there, man. I need some of the finest, man. I'm putting that out there.
Brother, whatever you need, man, I'm on it, man. It's for the city, my dude. You already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, I'm gonna be giving that information later on in the show, man. Later on, I think we're about to be off out of here in a minute. But I'm gonna give you that information, or chill out with Diva Mary Kay, man. She can give you that information, man. Hit me up. Definitely.
Yeah, she already know. You can work right through Diva, man. She can hit me. You know what I mean? She know how to get to me and anything. That's my girl right there. She cool, man. I like what she's doing.
That's what it is. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Yo, we definitely in the building. We talking about staying in your lane. We talking about being about your business. Yo, not even that. Dre Vincent all the way from Cali just came through and killed it on the freestyle with FaZe. Like, we definitely love it. We got heavy hitters in the building. Yo, we got heavy hitters in the building. And not only, you know, you never know who listen on. We got Genius in the building. Like, he also do his show thing and handle his business. Like, Genius, put that information out there so they can holler, so they can definitely know that they rocking with the best, baby.
Definitely, if you're on Twitter, hit me up at Genius, G-N-E-O-U-S. Check out the website, www.geniusmusic.com. I enjoyed all the brothers. I look forward to networking with all of y'all, working with you, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. You know what I mean? I'm as real can get. I ain't just talk, you know what I'm saying? We can make it happen. I support brother when he's trying to do something. You know what I'm saying? I holler at Diva Mary Kay. She got my info.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But everybody that's on the line right now, make sure y'all holler at me, you know. And whoever y'all want to get in contact with, it doesn't matter because I'm going to put it all up on my Twitter so y'all can go. I'm going to put it up on Swag. I'm going to feature everybody on the show that was on the show tonight because we got heavy hitters. And we got the heavy hitter Future Guru 100 in the building as well. Guru, put that information out there so they can get in contact with you and let them know exactly what you're doing for them.
Yeah, I got on Twitter. It's Future Guru 100, FutureGuru 100. Y'all do marketing promotions. I promote all artists. I promote models. I promote entrepreneurs. And, you know, this is real. Like, you know, if you got a new website, if you got a new YouTube video, you know, I could get you the traffic that you, you know, that you're looking for. I got a strong network. I got a big, you know, following. So, I mean, what we do is just bring it to the people. I'm here to bring it to, I'm here to bring your product to the people. If you need some help branding yourself, promoting, this is what I do. So, you know, you could just hit me at futureguru100@gmail.com if you got some links and some paper. You know, I need to know what you're working with. You know, I can work with your budget. You know, it's something that we could do. I'm keeping it real cost effective for the hood. That's what I do.
And that's definitely what it is. We want to thank Future Guru 100 for that information. And, you know, for all the collabs and everything that's going on, you know I got to bring one of the heavy hitters, Dre Vicious, in the building. Like, Dre Vicious is very, very vicious. Yo, Dre Vicious, tell them where to holler at you at and how to get in contact with you besides Diva Mary Kay. Know that Diva Mary Kay is linked to all these heavy hitters. So whatever you need, I'm here to be used as a tool, each one teach one. But Dre Vicious, put it out there for us.
Yeah, man, y'all can just, you feel me, hit a nigga up on the Twitter at Dre Vicious, DreVisiss, you feel me, I'm the fucking best over here this way. So just hit me up, you feel me, and we can for sure get it in. And speaking of New Jersey shit, like I've been saying the whole time, I fuck with my Jersey niggas. Me and my nigga Arsenal the Rebel got a whole little mixtape we working on right now. We about to put out. That's my nigga right there, you feel me?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a G thing with me and him, so we got a whole project we putting out. I'm shooting this video on Sunday, and he on my little remix that I'm doing to this little video and all that. So that's my nigga, and like I said, I fuck with everybody. If y'all can't find me on there or Google, whatever, you feel me, hit up Mary Kay and we on. But I had to holler at y'all and all that before I go, you feel me? Because I got to tune back to the studio shit. I was getting in, but I had to, you know, fuck with y'all one time. But like I said,
no, we definitely thank you. Yeah, we definitely thank you for coming through the building and showing the love, and that's what it's about. I definitely want to thank all my G's and give y'all a round of applause for coming through, man, and showing love, man. Because the reality of the matter is, like, real talk right now. Y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all here with me right now on Frontline Fridays, and that's definitely what it's about. Hey, B, I definitely want to get you out there. We soldiers, baby. You already know we on the front lines doing them motherfucking big so big with that crazy, crazy track staying in your lane. I had to tell a motherfucker today to stay in their lane. You know, maybe because I'm ladylike and they like, oh, we gonna, she ain't going to do nothing. I had to turn up and say, look, motherfucker, stay in your lane. But how can we get at you, B? Like, for real, put it out there so everybody can know how to get at you.
Like, you know what I mean? All you can do is Twitter, Bowser TV Show. You know what I'm saying? That's B-O-W-Z-E-R, you know what I mean, TV show. You could check me out on, you know what I mean, YouTube, 321, Money Max, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Check me out, man. You know, I got a couple videos up there, a couple things I've been doing. I also right now got a whole CD called It's Me, Man. You could go on that piff.com, you know what I mean, and you could just type in B-O-W-Z-E-R, and you got a CD right there for free, man. Check me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's fucking with that? You can definitely go there and get the music for free, like, for real, for, like, this real music, this Jersey brick city fine is, like, you know, you ain't gonna get it as hard as I'm giving it to you on Diva Spot. Diva Spot only fuck with the real G's, and the real G's come through and holler. I definitely got to give a shout-out to everybody. The show ain't over, so stay tuned, but I definitely want to give a shout-out to everybody that's logged on right now online. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's calling in. I definitely got to give a shout-out to my little man. Y'all, I want to give a shout-out to Makai Sherrod, because Makai Sherrod, and y'all remember that name, this little dude got his own website, but he is the reason why Diva Mary Kay goes so hard. That's crazy. I was, before I did the show today, like an hour before I did the show today, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do a little two-mile run to get my shit right. He was on his little bike. So he see me kind of getting behind him. He turned around and said, and stopped and said, Mommy, come on, Mommy. I believe in you. You can do it. Do you know how crazy that is to get that motivation? And that's what it's about. It don't matter where you at in your career, what you're doing, you can motivate somebody and you can network with somebody to make sure they get to the top, man. And that's what it's all about. And when you get people that's envious of you, that's all right too, man. You're going to get that. Definitely get that envy. I got a song for all you envious ass people. And it just happened to be by Brick City Finest Faith. So go ahead and introduce the envy so we can put it out there, man. It only be proper if you do it, man.
Yo, this is for all them haters out there, man, that be envying me for what I do and how I'm trying to bring it to the game. Check this out. Boy, I'm back. Crazy. I know y'all niggas miss me. I feel you.
I see they jealousy and envy. They want to see me in my grave. But I ain't going out and riding. I'm going to survive another day. So, nigga, fuck what you say, because you not built like us. I see they jealousy and envy. They want to see me in my grave. But I ain't going out and riding. I'm going to survive. Manufacture real niggas, put our families first and won't hesitate to chill niggas. Only a handful of niggas to chill with us, while the rest of them clowns too pussy to deal with us. It's easy to see that we cut from a different cloth, but it's every gangster's dream to try to take down the biggest boss. At any cost, I'ma see that I don't take a loss and keep the revolver spinning and shake all the hands off. Man, listen, I grew up in Hell's Kitchen, and when the flame burnt the nigga, it wasn't no snitching. Back then wasn't no such thing as eyewitness. Would've been found missing, ending up an eyewitness. News, family getting a bad tune, but nowadays snitching just seem like the thing to do. But I'ma remain true, still follow the same rules, stay right and out with the same crew. Pretend to be jealousy and envy. They wanna see me in my grave, but I ain't going out and riding. I'ma survive another day. So nigga, fuck what you say, cause you not built like us. Jealousy and envy. They wanna see me in my grave, but I ain't going out and riding. I'ma survive another day. So nigga, fuck what you say, cause you not built like us. When I walk by, my swag blow the trees back. Never losing a step, I'm right where the G's at. For them little niggas, throw they C's and they B's at. I'm hood for life, and you better believe that. The money, the cars,
the Jews, though. I fiend that, and it's murder for anything coming between that. So you can look, you can hate, you can size me up, but just know that I've been clipped from the finest cuts. I'm kinda hard to touch, unless you got some good head on your shoulders, and I see you really trying to fuck. Give you the greatness, hope you can take this. And I got a wife, so baby, please don't chase this. Cause I dip a bitch like you in the Matrix. My intentions flagrant, never on some safe shit. So keep it basic or get caught in the loop for fucking with this North gorilla that's never been scared to show.
I see they jealousy and envy. They wanna see me in my grave. But I ain't going out, I'm riding. I'ma survive another day. So nigga, fuck what you say, cause you not built like us. I see the jealousy and envy. They wanna see me in my grave. But I ain't going out, I'm riding. I'ma survive another day. So nigga, fuck what you say, cause you not built like us.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Yo, that was definitely, definitely a banger right there. I definitely like Envy. How did that come about, Faith?
Oh, man, I just had a lot of cats, man, in the past and in the future that was hating on me, man. And it just built up and built up, and that shit just came out like that, man. That shit just came out like fire. And before I leave you tonight, Diva Mary Kay, I just want to say that you're doing your thing. Keep on doing what you do. It's definitely official, and you're destined for great things right now. You know what I mean? And I want to shout out to my niggas, to my LTI gang, man, to my man Frankie Knuckles, to my man Ray Dennis, to my man Bracco, to Bacon, to Moore, to Wade. Y'all know who y'all is, man. I'm definitely shouting y'all out. And the official shout-out goes to my man Lee Boots. Yeah, that's been my man for about 20 years right now. And that's my man. He doing it big out here, too. So I just want to shout everybody out that's been up on Frontline Fridays doing their thing and been bringing that fire music through, because this is where the real cats go on Friday night.
Yeah. Definitely what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Like, I definitely got to say, you know, big up to you, Faith, for coming through and showing the love, taking care of business how it's supposed to be taken care of. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Bowser. Like, I really appreciate y'all coming through. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Genius. Like, definitely do that and Rocker Block, Future Guru 100 and everybody that's on. Now, if you want to be on Frontline Fridays, what you need to do, and what you must do is you got to hit me up ASAP, because Frontline Friday is always on a Friday, and I promote all through the week. So hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. I hit you back ASAP. There is no 24, 48 hours, so I hit you back ASAP, and we can talk about you coming on the show and where you need to go to hit that PayPal up. And a lot of times it ain't even about the PayPal, but understand that this ain't for free. And if you about your business and your craft, you're going to invest into yourself. So hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Hey, B, you want to get some shout-outs before we get out of here? We got about 2 minutes left.
Man, I just want to just say, man, shout out to the whole Essex County, man. Everybody doing their thing. The only way we going to make it as a city is as we show love as a city, man. PYP, you know what I mean? The whole Jersey, West Coast, East Coast, North, South, man. Nothing but love, man. You already know, Diva K. Love you, man. One.
Well,
yo,
that's
DK,
what it is,
let
man.
Let me pull this up in here real quick. That Twitter for FaZe, man, is HustleHard01. Come through, follow me, and let me know what it is, man. That's HustleHard01@twitter.com. Holla at your boy.
That's definitely so. We done had Jersey Finest. We had New York in the building. We had Kelly Tom. You already know what it is. And we're going to have one more song going up out of here. It's out of Brick City, and it's Hit Mob, and it's called Soldier. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you stay tuned for tomorrow's show on at 9 p.m. East Coast and 6 p.m. West Coast. Step your game up Saturday. Let's go.
Hey, Maya, how you doing? Daddy's still here, right?
So?
Daddy ain't going nowhere.
Nah.
Daddy miss you.
Yeah.
I love you, girl.
Man, it's been 5 months since I seen my daughter, Maya. And when I go to court, keep the night, it makes me tired. I can tell you one thing, I ain't never lose the tires. Since I missed the 5th, yeah, I'm blowing out the campfire. And nigga, that's to maintain crime, feel like my brain's fried from all of the suffering, struggles with the government, just to see my daughter. Hit the alcohol and swing, cause I done had enough of it. So holla at me, pain. I'll be right here, wiping my tears, keeping right back to the game. So holla at me, pain. You don't know what I've been through. He blocks got a pit. Like, mom's got a simple and tricky squeeze. But every tear that my son and my daughter cry, missing each other's thoughts. Me and my son crying and sleep. My
baby,
the fire, they don't wanna let us in, though they constantly deny us.
Why?
They don't know what they do, just add fuel to the fire. I don't wanna play with, I must be mistaken. I'm losing my patience with all of the hate, and maybe you could take it. How you wanna take it? I ain't thinking twice about your life when I take it. Believe me when I say this, you don't wanna try us. Touchdown, we done been nothing marauders. We done gotta play hard, cause that real shit inside us. Say you never felt the mob, he's a motherfucking liar. This is why I go hard to know the meaning of the diet. Don't fuck to feel the pressure, grip the pain a little tighter. Can I buy a 16, man, except the page of fire. Feel the mind in my brain, I'll never lose desire. I'm a fire, I'm a soldier, every time I blow up. Heart is getting colder, can't warm it up with Hennessy. All this pain is threatening me, losing my serenity. Fighting through the misery and marching till the end of me. Cause homie, I'm a soldier. Homie, I'm a soldier. Homie,